Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I like that. You know, nice to hear Joni Mitchell again. It's been a long, long time. I found out she actually did kind of a live set after years of being muted, I guess the best way to put it. She suffered some sort of affliction, and she came back strong. Still sounding wonderful with that great voice of hers. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome. Welcome as we continue the Big Bang Tournament, courtesy of the Music Therapy Mindstream here at Soul Tree Radio on the Raw. I'm your host, Michael Lewis, single DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is good having you in the house. Yes, indeed. Soul Tree Radio on the Raw, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com, www.BASNNewsroom.com, Owen Fraser, of course, and the Assassins. On the Black Athlete Sports Network. It's all the good stuff, the who, what, when, where, why, and sometimes how, right here, right now, at www.basnnewsroomowenfraze.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network and our sister in therein, some other sister Rhonda out there cavorting. Happy birthday, sweetie. And happy birthday to my oldest, Nikki, who will be older, I didn't say it to you, on the 9th. But anyway, this is about the competition, the big, big tournament, and I think we got a treat for you guys tonight. Now, it's been a long time since the 60s, of course, but you know, much of what was the foundation of black music was built up in-house in what was called the Chitlin Circuit. Yes, you know, you had the Apollo in New York, the Uptown in Philly, the Regal in Chicago, the Howard in D.C., the Fox in Detroit, all these little small theaters where everybody went and talent slashed their stuff, and you got recognition, and you got looked at. We have two stories of that going at each other tonight. That's the Jackson 5. Yes, that Jackson 5. Talking early stuff, will go against the five stair steps. Now, the Jackson 5, of course, started out of Gary, Indiana. I drove through Gary, Indiana back in the early 2000s. And man, it was run down then. I remember seeing the Jet magazine, or not the Jet, the Ebony magazine, that showed Richard Hatcher winning the election, becoming the first black mayor anywhere in the States. And, well, I'm sure Gary looked better then than it did when I went through. But, you know, honestly, there wasn't much to go through. Gary looked very run down. And it was there that Joe Jackson raised his talent to the family. And, well, they were in the middle of the steel mills and all that stuff. In many ways, Gary was likened to other East Coast towns where the plants were there. You went to work at the plant. You built your life pretty much from there. Well, apparently the Jacksons were working the circuit, and they got a contract for a smaller label, Steel Town. And it was at some time Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, not Diana Ross, saw the Jacksons working it, and he invited them for an audition. That's how impressed he was. And of course, little Mikey Chandler and James Brown and all that good shit knocked the socks off of Motown, and they gave him a 7-year contract. Now, it's to note that Bobby Taylor also produced Jackson 5's first 5 albums or so, not Mary Gordon, and received a measure of comeuppance when all that became a legal issue. And Mr. Taylor proved to be right. Anyway, the group was powered by the vocals of two of the brothers, Jermaine and Little Mikey. Michael was probably 8 years old or so at the time of that audition. And they cranked out their first song, I Want You Back, which everybody went gaga over. Seems that New Edition would follow this formula years later when they did Candy Girl and gained their fame off of that. But Motown went on their way to show why they considered themselves the sound of the young America as they got behind the Jackson 5 in a big way. You know, they produced everything, and they even went video-wise and formed a cartoon show where obviously, the kids as characters weren't utilized, but their songs were. But the Jackson 5 was an early staple on Saturday mornings and stuff, and it gave them more exposure. Mikey went separate from the group in the late 70s and did his own thing as he was making more and more records just by him and not by the group, although well, their last album, I believe it was Destiny, was performed by them as the Jacksons. Now, we're focusing on most of the Jackson 5 early stuff with Mikey and Jermaine seeing leads on some of the songs. They will go up against the Burke Family. Sounds like Family Feud. Well, the Burke Family is out of Chicago. They were the kids of Clarence Sr. and Betty. Clarence was a Chicago detective. And, well, Betty the noting housewife, and the kids showed the same kind of talent, hit the same circuit, and I believe it was Fred Cash of the Impressions heard the Stair Steps and introduced them to Curtis. And what I think you'll find out from the Stair Steps music is how much of an influence Curtis Mayfield was on music in Chicago, period, because his arrangements were truly second nature to what the Stair Steps did. They gained the signature sound, their voices and stuff, but Curtis definitely took them under his wing, and I felt like I was listening to a Curtis Mayfield album every time I listened to his music. His arrangements were on point. Kenny Burke, who was the lead singer, showed an amazing maturity when he said, he was definitely begging in some of his songs, "You Waited Too Long" was for that first hit. I didn't realize it was a remake of an old 50s song that was sung before. I cannot remember the name of the group, but I do remember hearing the song anyway as they carried on and were kicking asses on the road and stuff. They were performing well in all the same locations. And because all five kids were of different ages, they looked like Stair Steps going down the line here. The only difference, Aloha Stair Step was a little older, and she was more of an integral part of the group. The Jacksons, Janet, came on later as the Kubi Stair Step later on in the group. So you wondered what would happen to if the two of them went against each other, and I believe now we're going to find out. So without any further ado, from us to you, the Jackson 5 versus the Stair Steps, and I think you might even hear Little Mikey go first.
My dear, and God said, Thank you. sweet love left behind. The lights of the memories turning gray. My mind, questions that I've asked a million times. I keep pretending.
messy world of sheer make-believe. Where
love me, you don't love me. Next.
something's missing, baby.
Baby,
now it takes two love,
baby,
to start a new love.
Baby,
whenever I see her, my heart wants to blast, but something inside her keeps holding it back. Each time we kiss, my heart slowly sinks, but still I can feel that there's one or two missing links. Something is missing, baby. I love you, but you know there's no doubt about my love for you. Now that only goes to show that something missing is you. I try to hide my feelings inside.
Something's missing.
A blind man can see that there's no love for me.
Something's missing.
Could it be love? I sit here all alone, though I wait in turn
to sing of love.
Really, I have no one of my own. I have no one of my own. And when I cry to you that I love you, if this could only be true, and when I say to you that I need you, oh my darling, I really do, hoping that you love me too. The show, they say, must go on, so I'll try to pretend these songs to you I sing, hoping that someone will come along who will see through me in my song. And when I cry to you that I love you, if this could only be true, and when I say to you that I need you, oh my darling, I really do, hoping that you love me too.
Shows me that you love me.
Yeah.
bite the light.
Won't you please bite those lights?
Right.
make it easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter. Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
One of the greatest B-sides of all time, Five Square Steps and Ooh Child. Ironically, we played the A-side before in Dear Prudence because the Stair Steps had met George Harrison and the Beatles in the 60s. And I think through the Dark Horse label, they managed to get on. And that's where they recorded the album, which included Passato and From Us to You and a couple of other songs. Later on in the 70s, Kenny Burke would become the leader of the Invisible Man's band, and they had a great little tune called All Night Bad, which was definitely a floor stomper. We have come to the midway point now, and I am joined by my brother, who was too weak to fight but came back stroking. my brother DJ Gray. What's up, G?
I know, my brother.
Ah, and hello to you too, my brother. Let me say thank you, Chua, to Lady Gray. Happy birthday. I hope I said that right.
It's good.
I was close enough. That's cool. Well, you know, I was finding it kind of ironic that back in the day when Little Mikey and the Fast Fiestas were doing that thing, some people in the trade were calling this bubblegum music. I'm like, you mean bubblegum? I never had any desire to chew bubblegum while I was listening to this music.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
No. And by no means as Curtis Mayfield, someone who's prone to creating bubblegum music. I thought his arrangements were quite sophisticated, in all honesty. And he definitely made their sound a lot more mature, a lot quicker than, say, the Jackson 5 did.
Right.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
So where do you sit on the fence with this? Were you a Jackson 5 fan or a Five Stair Steps fan? Or both?
I was both. I like both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to know the Stair Steps until three years later. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the white media was blowing us up with Michael Jackson, and that was part of the problem too.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, we were in an era of black classic music. And white stations picked and chewed which ones they wanted.
Yeah.
And the Jackson 5 was their goody boys. That's why they picked them.
I agree. If Berry Gordy hadn't been so money hungry, it would have been a whole different thing going on. But two things. Bobby Taylor, for anybody else's edification, Bobby Taylor was the person who introduced the Jackson 5. It wasn't Diana Ross, no matter how much she wants to take credit for it. And, you know, as Motown was continuing to brand itself, the sound of young America, you know, we already know that they had the musicians and the musicianship to make the Jackson 5 very marketable. But I have to admit, next to James Jamerson's bass line on Bernadette, if you ever listen to Darling Dear, which was the back of The Love You Save, I think.
Yes.
The beat guy. The bass line on Darling Dear is amazing. It's joyful. It's like, it's the kind of stuff you want running through your head when you're in love with somebody. It's a beautiful run. You know, in between little Mikey singing and the guys harmonizing, you're missing all this good stuff. And any Cold Caravan or Soul Patrol out there, check it out on YouTube. Just put that thing on and just listen for the bass.
You know, Michael, one thing that Motown did that I don't think anybody else did is that the harmony parts.
Mm-hmm.
Bernadette, mostly all of the Temptations songs.
Yep.
From 63 to 68. When they changed from Edwards.
Right.
The Temptations totally changed their whole format.
I agree.
Really messed them up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but with the Ruffin stage, it was harmony, it was beautiful music, but with Edwards, it was more psychedelic and modern day stuff, which I think almost killed.
That's an interesting theory because, you know, in the history of the Temptations, we've had like 8 lead singers, and each of them brought something different to the table.
Right,
you know,
right.
Edwards definitely had a gospel turn to his music. And remember, he was the former lead singer of the Contours. So, you know, sometimes when you heard some of this stuff, you were thinking you were hearing, "Do you love me?" in background stuff. But no. It took the right producer to crystallize his sound, and Norman Whitfield was a perfect foil for that. You know, for all we want to do about picking on Motown for their mid-tempo, Bernadette, like I said, Bernadette's an aria. That's classical music as far as I'm concerned, the way that bass line plays and the way Levi Stubbs sings it. You know, Motown gave us some gems in between all this. And, of course, we know their main thing was to make money. So, you know, I guess we can't argue with that, but it's nice to hear in between all that beautiful stuff that was there in between. Now, I'm going to throw something else into the pot tonight. A little bonus coverage. Now, we already know about the greatness of Tom Bell. And thank you for putting on a tight set tonight with Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, yes. We love that stroke. Yes, we do. But we want to talk about Tom Bell. As you know, Tom Bell is one of my very favorites. The guy was a genius. And Philly Groove Records, which released most of the Delphonic stuff, if not all of it, made a huge mistake in mistreating him because they had a magical formula with him and Pootie Hart. But he went on, and he made success with the Spinners and with the Stylistics, using Russell Tompkins Jr. and his lead voice as the foil. He had moments, but it was never anything quite like the magic he had in the heart. But since we focused on Curtis Mayfield earlier on, I want to focus on arranging as we go into the second part of this. But firstly, I want you to tell everybody how they can vote on this, please.
All right. You go to Gray Nation or Gamma Cove or Facebook.com or glcgray@gmail.com. Season Gary, Elton Lincoln, Season Charlie, @gmail.com.
Indeed. And on our site, you can hit us on our Facebook page, Sultry Radio in the Raw, my page, Michael Lewis Ingham, or email me at str.itr.mli@outlook.com. That's MLI, Michael Lewis Ingham, .str. Check that. STR, Sultry Radio, .itr, in the raw, .mli, Michael Lewis Ingham, MLI, at outlook.com. I've had too many dots. Anyway, our second part of the show tonight will deal with arrangements. We always talked about how Tom Bell had a magical formula for success on the part of the Delphines. Philly Groove screwed him, and of course he moved on. He passed his gifts on to the Stylistics. Their lead singer, Russell Tompkins Jr., there's no match for Pootie Hart, in my humble, just my opinion. But he made use of him as best he could. Then, in moving on with the Spinners, he tagged up with Linda Cree and made some nice music with their lead singer, Philippe Wynn, who brought back more of a gospel vibe to it. And we're going to set that up with a mystery contestant. So you'll just have to sit back and wait to hear who the third party is, but they're trying to bum rush the show. Gary, any last words before we carry on?
What I want people to do is be safe. It's 90 degrees out there again. It's cool out here in the West Coast, but the East Coast is hotter. I don't know what, but you guys are really getting it.
Shit.
Just drink your water, drink your fluid liquids. Do not do anything crazy out there this week because it's gonna be one of the last weeks of hot weather.
Mm-hmm.
Wash your magazine and just be kind to each other, man. There's crazy stuff going on.
Yes. And while you're being kind, wash your ass. You want to show some kindness? Take that funk off. Yes. I don't want no wild onions and ass gravy on my dinner plate tonight. So, introduce yourself to a nice drink of water. Now, we shall give you another side of Tom Bell, courtesy of the Stylistics and Spinach, and a mystery guest to throw into the mix. Ooh. Everybody, don't forget, voice your choice, str.itr.mli@outlook.com. Or GLC Gray.
I want the folks to know I will be joining the Big Bang Tournament next week. So just stay tuned.
Oh, shit. So it's going to get hot as we go finish up the West region and get into the second round. The begging will be bigger and better. Everybody kick back, relax. If you are traveling, I want you to get from point A to B and back to A-OK. Go safe, stay safe, and be safe. We will see you later.
Find the words, my love, to tell you how I feel, my love. Mere words could not explain. Precious love, you held my life within your hands, created everything I am, taught me how to live again.
Only you.
Made me feel brand new. For God bless me with you.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school. Filled with the Lord of glory, we learn the holy story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet say? Seems so funny, no money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy, stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy, seeing with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking the binds with just a simple song. Oh, she's
Is it gone and lost forever? There has been no love, no better. I wonder why. Let's start our love anew. Oh, do what we gotta do. It's got to be the way. And go. You reach for love, but life won't let you know that in the end you'll still be loving her. But then she's gone. You're all. I never learned to give myself. I've been a fool, but right now I need someone else. Well, 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 just like what blue eyes, I blow my horn if you just lead me home.
should have known.
I've always said I'm not much of a rapper, but the truth I've learned from the time I was a child. You see, I know from experience that, baby, you can't color a thought. And you sure can't touch an emotion. Love, true love is to the bone, to the soul where hearts are home. And I just got to explain to you how I feel. Cause you see, I've been a fool, but now I love you, and I've learned, baby, I've learned. Well. Oh, say that you're sure to find true love and peace of mind at the end of a rainbow. There's no sign in the sky to follow, 'cause that's the way love goes, baby, that's the way love goes. And so there's a rhyme that says
peace in the web of your arms.
No welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Do your thought into just how little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something beautiful found in you. You want that love feeling. Oh, that love feeling. You want that love feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa. Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, you don't find every day.
finish up with a little Blue-Eyed Soul, courtesy of the Righteous Brothers, and Phil Spector. No matter what he became, as a crazed asshole, he did make some very good music. And in the Battle of the Arrangers, Tom Bell gives you another side of his genius. Well, what I say is one thing, what you guys say is another. So voice your choice. You know the way to go, str.itr.mli at outlook.com with glcgray@gmail. We'll hit us on our various Facebook pages. Voice your choice. Next week, we'll finish up the West and break down round two. All of us here at the tree, go safe, stay safe, be safe. We'll see you next week.